From Spark and Anvil and Code Realm, this is Trek, in Chapter 1 of the Code Realm cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Trek wasn't a furry creature or a squishy blob. Trek was a small, round track, painted bright yellow, with little arrows pointing all the way around to show the way to go, and a tiny screen on its front that showed numbers. Trek's whole job was to loop, to do a thing again and again until it was done. It was the master of repetition, the champion of doing it over. Trek showed how a program runs the same block of steps over and over, which is called looping, or iteration.
One sunny morning, Pip, a zippy little variable, always changing, always moving, zoomed into the plaza holding a big empty bucket.
Trek, we need water balloons, lots of them, for the big water fight.
Trek rolled to the water spout, held a blue balloon under it until, pop, it was full. Tied it off, dropped it in the bucket, and its counter flashed 1.
Again, said Pip.
Trek filled another, 2, and another, 3, 4, 5, until Pip suddenly gasped.
Wait, how many do we need?
Trek paused, arrows glowing faintly.
Oh, exactly 10.
Trek's eye brightened, a stopping condition. It went back to work. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And when the counter hit 10, Trek stopped cold. The arrows faded.
Perfect, Pip cheered.
If Pip had never said 10, Trek would have kept going, and going, and going, and buried Code Realm in balloons forever. That's an infinite loop, and it's why you always need a stopping condition.
I could have filled them one by one, Pip mused, looking at the full bucket. Trek just blinked. Filling 10 by hand takes a while. And what about 100? 1,000? Trek's way was better. It repeated the same steps automatically. No need to write out fill balloon, tie balloon, drop in bucket 10 separate times. You just say, do it 10 times. That's the power of a loop. It saves you from endless copy-paste. And that little counter on Trek's screen, that was its counter variable, keeping track of how many times it had gone around, like a scoreboard for the work.
Just then, a green balloon rolled by, and Pip gasped, "That one's got a hole!"
Trek reached for it, spotted the leak, and nudged it aside with a wheel, skipping the bad one and moving straight to the next good balloon. No point filling a leaky balloon. A little later, Pip called,
"Now we need a red one, just one."
Trek filled balloons, blue, yellow, green, no red, then found a bright red one, filled it, set it in a special spot, and stopped. It didn't need any more. Sometimes, Trek's arrow seemed to say, you skip a step, and sometimes you stop early. Those two moves have names. Continue, skip this one, keep looping, and break, stop the loop right now. They let you steer the flow instead of blindly repeating.
New plan, Pip announced. 5 buckets of 10 balloons each. Trek's eye widened. That was a loop inside a loop, a nested loop. It would loop 10 times to fill 1 bucket and loop 5 times to do that for 5 buckets. Its screen now reading, bucket 1 of 5, balloon 1 of 10. Fill, tie, place. 10 times. Bucket 1 done, set aside. Then bucket 2. It took a while, but soon 5 full buckets stood ready. 50 balloons.
Amazing, Pip gasped.
Trek just blinked. It was all still repeating, only with more layers. A slinky figure named Coil slithered past. Coil was a master of recursion, doing things by calling itself over and over, a twistier cousin of the loop.
Keep on looping, Trek, Coil waved.
Loops and recursion, cousins, both about doing a thing again until the job is done. And Pip flopped down beside the 50 finished balloons, worn out but happy, a warm glow of pride spreading through them. The job that had felt huge and impossible at the start, 50 balloons, one at a time, never, now felt light and done.
that easy, satisfied, big repeating job finally finished feeling, the deep exhale when the work is complete and you didn't have to grind through it by hand, that was the best part of the whole day. That's what a good loop gives you. It carries the repeating, so you get to feel the finish.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Trek. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.